Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. Before listening to last week's Daily Inspiration, I had decided to share out of Proverbs, and I noticed that Steve Coleman also shared out of Proverbs last week, but I don't think it'll be a repeat. I was actually thinking about a different emphasis out of Proverbs. So, like I said, I don't think it'll be a repeat. If you listen to the Daily Inspiration on a regular basis, you might be a bit confused because we have three Steves. Last week, Steve Coleman shared, like I said, out of Proverbs. And then we also have Steve Fisher that shares on a regular basis. And my name is Steve Clark. And I'd like to give my phone number if you have a question or want to get a hold of me personally. I don't mind calls at all. It's not that I always can answer my phone, especially when I'm at work. I don't answer my phone. But anyway, my number is 717-333-1786. Well, I recommend reading Proverbs on a regular basis. I have been doing that for years. Not that I read every day in Proverbs, because I read other places, and it's not like when I do read Proverbs, it's not like I don't read anything else. But I do recommend reading Proverbs on a regular basis. It's been a real blessing in my life, and as has been mentioned several times, and you probably heard this too many times, but there's 31 Proverbs in the book of Proverbs, and so if today is the 16th, and you read Proverbs 16 today, and 17 tomorrow, and 18 on the 18th, and so on, it works out really well. And so I recommend that, and like I say, if you don't do it every month, that's fine, but just try to read Proverbs on a regular basis. And also, maybe you are a parent, and you have little children, maybe you have teenagers, I don't know who's listening to me today, but I believe it's very good for you to have your young people read Proverbs, and for you to share out of Proverbs in your daily devotional time with your family, to share out of Proverbs is a real blessing. And I would like to really have you consider something along that line. There's a lot of young people that have been departing from the faith, and I don't know what it's like in your church. I don't know what it's like in your family and your friends and circle of people that you would know. But it is a big problem from Protestant to Anabaptist churches throughout this country. And so I believe that Proverbs has some wisdom for us in this subject of young people departing from the faith. I know that there's probably a lot of different reasons why young people are doing that. Maybe they're not seeing reality in their parents or in their church. A lot of the Protestant churches are actually promoting a lot of worldliness, and so when you promote worldliness and you're not preaching against worldliness, there's a tendency for the young people to become worldly and then throw everything off. But it's not just in the Protestant churches, the Anabaptist churches, who do preach against worldliness and things. A lot of young people are also leaving the faith. And so there's a lot of different reasons. And one of them is the social media. And maybe you say, well, we don't have internet. We're not affected by that. But maybe some listening, maybe you are, or maybe your young people are affected by that. The social media, the me generation, I think it's called, because of Facebook, and it's all about me. It's all about, the person that's writing in Facebooking. I don't have Facebook, and I never have. But, I hear about it, and it actually gives a platform for the fool. You know, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction driveth it out, Proverbs says. And so foolishness is in the heart of a child, and there's this whole thing with social media gives a platform for the fool where it never was before. If a fool had something to say, I mean, he would say it maybe to his parents or to his siblings or to his friends or his church people or something like that, and it oftentimes would get found out by the parent and thinking that, you know, this is a foolish thing, and, you know, we deal with that. We discipline our children because of foolishness and things. But now, with social media, Facebook and all that, a fool can write, and he has a platform now. He can write, and he can write foolish things, and his other foolish friends listen to it and hear it and or read it anyway, and then they respond in their foolishness, and he can speak actually to the whole world and have a platform for his foolishness. And so there's and I'm going to be getting back to that in the next few days, but I just want that to, you know, for you to think about that, the platform for the fool. Just recently, my understanding in Proverbs was opened up to some things that I hadn't seen before, and I have been reading Proverbs for a long time, and, you know, I've read through Proverbs, I don't know how many times, dozens of times, I'm sure, but something really stood out to me about this whole subject of young people departing from the faith. And Proverbs makes a very strong claim here, a claim that if you choose something, your young people, or if the young people does something, that they will not depart from the faith. So let's look at this. Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, this is some of the things that Proverbs is going to be teaching us or helping our young people. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, or being equal, to give subtlety or discretion to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. You might look at this a little bit tomorrow also. I'll just say a few things here. These are pretty strong claims that if someone delves into Proverbs and searches and studies and reads Proverbs, that it will give discretion to the simple and to the young man. And notice a lot of the young people that are departing from the faith out of the churches are young men. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. And that a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. If a young person gets wisdom, he will not walk as a fool. And Proverbs tells us that you will gain wisdom. And so it's a pretty strong claim. I hope you're seeing my point here. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. It says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Skip down to verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of evil men, from the man that speaketh froward things. Verse 16, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So, pretty strong claims Proverbs gives to itself that if we would teach our children Proverbs, if our children would hear and listen and read Proverbs, they would gain wisdom, and wisdom will deliver them from the evil man, from their peers that are going the way of foolishness. It will deliver thee from the foolish woman, from the evil woman, and so on. So that's my encouragement to you this morning or today. I don't know what time you're listening in the day, but teach Proverbs. It's full of practical things. Teach it in your daily devotion. Have your young people, if they're old enough to read the proverb of the day and ask them questions about it and give them some things to think about of the proverbs of the day and have some dialogue there. And it would be a very profitable thing for you and your family, I'm sure, for your young people. Some of the themes in Proverbs is the fear of the Lord. Why, or the fear of the Lord? And another one would be the contrast between the wise and the foolish. Talks much about our speech or our tongue. Proverbs talks a lot about being diligent and about not envying. And it talks a lot about pride and scorners and sluggards and honoring parents and being teachable. That's just a few of the themes of the Bible. Of Proverbs. So God bless you today. I'm going to close with that, and Lord willing, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Thank you.